Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund and the family-owned Duluth Grill, offering organic, homemade, and fair trade menu items. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Today on Radio Gallery, we spotlight Glenching on display. This holiday season, there's lots to do with the family, to go out and see Christmas displays. Well, the mansion, always decorated for the season, never disappoints. And this year, they've added a delightful, family-friendly outdoor display called Tacky Christmas. Dan Hartman of Glenching Mansion joins us here on Radio Gallery. Well, the Glenching Mansion gets into the holiday spirit in so many ways, including something new this year. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, so this is our kind of fun new thing for this year. We were inspired by the Minnesota Landscape Arboretum and Bentleyville here in Duluth, and so we wanted to have an outdoor display. And frankly, one of the things that I've always loved here in Duluth is this Christmas display actually out on Park Point in Marsha Hale's yard. And one of the things I always loved about it was right on the lake. And we are also well positioned to do this because of Lake Superior, the trails we have on the property itself. And so we've been debating, honestly, probably for 2 to 3 years of what to do. You know, do we want to do like an artistic display? Do we want to do a classy display? And, you know, more and more lately, our visitors have become very family related and a lot of kids. And part of our new brand is to be a little quirkier, a little different. And so we decided this year to do the very anti-classy thing, and we made a Glenching outdoor tacky Christmas display. So it is all those things that you either love or hate, those giant inflatable 8-foot snowmen, to Christmas sharks we put in our fountain, to inflatable corallers. We have a forest that's filled with indoor Christmas bulbs, but I bet there's probably 300 of them. It's a lot of fun, and it's very different than anything I've ever seen before.
Well, it sounds like it really brings the holiday cheer.
Oh, yeah. It's hard not to giggle a little bit when you walk through.
I love how some of the ideas there are inspired by the other activities that happen throughout the year, like the Shark Watching Society.
Yeah. So a few years back, we wanted to have some bonfires down by the lake to make Glenching just more accessible to the public and have the public enjoy the grounds of Glenching as much as we do as staff. And we wanted a quirky name for it. And at the time, the mayor of the city was Don Ness, who had proclaimed that, you know, he was making the city shark-free. And so to play on that, we created the Shark Watching Society. And then with time, last spring at a random Friday afternoon, me and my creative manager came up with the idea of putting banners out on London Road that had a unicorn, a shark, and a spaceship. And that kind of took its life of its own as well. And so this year for the Tacky Christmas display, you'll find sharks, you'll find a unicorn, and if you ask around, you'll find the UFO. So you have to ask about the spaceship.
You mentioned about making Glenching more accessible, and then this Christmas display really adds to it as well. And then that in combination with the very classic Christmas feel of how the mansion is decorated. Talk about what people find if they come and do a tour during the holiday season.
So on the complete opposite end of that is the mansion itself, which is this, you know, 39-room mansion, Jacobean style. And then you come into the interior, and we've now decorated it with 25 Christmas trees. A very classical decorating style. I think the word really to describe the interior would be an elegant Christmas style.
Are there pictures in the archives of what Christmas looked like then?
Not very many. We have probably around, I'd say, 5 to 10. Last year, we found a new one of the family Christmas tree actually in the museum room.
What a fun combination.
Yeah. I think we focus on the fun a lot lately, but part of the, I think, the Glenching charm is, you know, the Conan family owned a variety of homes at the time Glenching is finished. And they would travel all over the world, and the larger Condon family would continue to always come back to Glenching at Christmas because it was the one place that they felt really was Christmas. And I think that speaks a lot to Duluth, and I think that speaks to Glenching as well. That, you know, we can talk about how cold it is here and how snowy it is here, but really it's a great symbol for what Christmas is.
You can find a full schedule of holiday tours of the Glenching Outdoor Tacky Christmas Display. It's open Fridays and Saturdays through Christmas, and then every day through the end of the year, from 5 to 9 p.m. Information at KUMD.org. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Maya Jensen with assistance from Andrew Ressler. Music by Willie Murphy. Funding provided by the family-owned Duluth Grill and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org on the homepage and under Programs. You can listen to this episode again and find links to the artist's work at KUMD.org. Thanks for listening.